Lakutas Sicha is Chelik Yutes, Parsha Kiseitze Sicha Aleph, and this is also a Siyum on Masechta Chulin. In Siyum Masechta Chulin, Zog the Gemara, at the end of Masechta Chulin, the Gemara says, Tanya Devei Rav Yaakov Eimer, we learned in a Braisa in the Yeshiva of Rav Yaakov, they said, Ein Loch Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah Shabbatayra Shematn Schorah Betzida, there is no mitzvah in the Torah which also the Torah gives you the reward, names the reward for that mitzvah. She'ein tchiyas ha'meisim tluyuba, that doesn't need it, it will be carried out in the time of tchiyas ha'meisim. They all depend on tchiyas ha'meisim. And he gives examples. B'kibud av ha'eim k'siv, it says in regards to honoring your father and your mother, l'man yarichun yamecha, so that your days will be lengthened, you will live a long life. L'man yitav loch, the ulaman yitav loch, and it'll be, things will be good for you. That's one reward that the Torah says. B'shiluach hakangsi, what does it say in the mitzvah of sending away the mother from a nest of birds that you want to take? It says l'man yitav loch v'arachta yamin, so that it will be good for you and you will have a long life. So those are two mitzvahs which the Torah gives you the reward right by the mitzvah. Still, Haresha Amalei Aviv Alei Labira. So what happens in the case of a person whose father says to him, go up onto the steeple, to the roof, Haveli Geizlois, and bring me birds, the birds that are up there, that are nesting up there. V'Ola, and he went up there, V'Sholach Haseim, and he sent away the mother, as is required. V'lokach zabonim, and he took the chicks. V'chazarosoi nofalumeis, and when he comes back on his way down, he falls down and dies. Is heichan arichas yamim sholze? Where do we see the long life of this person? He just fulfilled heichan tavasu sholze. Where is the good that the Torah promised for this person? He did two mitzvahs, which both the Torah says that you will be rewarded by long life and good things. And neither of them happened for him. Ella, so then what's the answer? L'man yarichom yamecha ba'olam shekulei aruch, that your days will be lengthened. That means in the day which is long, which means the time of eternity after tchiyas ha'meisim. L'man yitavloch la'olam shekulei tov, and that things will be good for you in the world where everything is good, also again during the time of tchiyas ha'meisim. So the Gemara asks, the Dilma Lehabahachi, Rabbi Yaakov sets up a hypothetical situation. It could happen that somebody should, his father tells him to go and then he falls and dies. But who says that has to happen? Maybe it won't happen. And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yaakov actually saw something like that happen. And therefore, he was explaining the event that he actually witnessed. So then the conclusion is, Schar mitzvah b'hai al-meleka, there is no expectation of reward in this world. No expectation for reward for mitzvahs in this world. Lernenig bepashtus kumtois. If you read this, if you learn this on a simple level, it comes out. As Rabbi Yaakov is mechuluk midim stam mishnah dort, that Rabbi Yaakov argues with the mishnah which is recorded there. Vazok, what does the mishnah there say? Ma im mitzvah kalashi ki iser amra Torah l'man yitav loch v'arachta yamin. If in regards to a simple mitzvah, which all you give up is a small coin, an iser, because what are the chicks worth or the mother worth? It's a bird. You send her away. You don't have one bird. So what did you give up? A small amount of money. And still the Torah says l'man yitav loch, so things will be good for you v'arachta yamin. You have a long life. How much more so if you fulfill a difficult mitzvah in the Torah? For sure you will be rewarded. So that's the Stam Mishnah over there, which concludes that way. Thus, the Pashas made the Mishnah. It would seem that the Mishnah means Yitav Loch Varachta Yom Arichas Yom Beilam Azeh, that it means long life in this world. That's what it means. So the Rabbi Yaakov must be arguing with that Mishnah. And Azay Yizayich Befurish in the Stam Mishnah in Onir Peya. And we have also a Mishnah, a Stam Mishnah means unattributed. It doesn't have a name. There's no argument about it. There's no opinions about it. It's just simply stated as a final conclusion. And in Masechta Peya it says, at the beginning, Eilu Dvarim Shein Odom Eichel Peresein Beilam Azeh. These are the things, we say this every morning in the Brichas HaShachar, these are the things which a person enjoys the fruits of the reward ba'olam hazeh, in this world, ba'keren kayemes lo'olam haba. But the main reward remains for the world to come. But you still enjoy the fruits, so to speak, like the interest in this world. And they are kibud av'em, gmilus chasadim, honoring your parents, doing kindness to others, v'avav sholom v'vandol v'chaveire, bringing peace between a man and his friend. So kibud av'em is one of those things which you enjoy the fruits in this world. And that's a stam mishnah, but Rabbi Yaakov must argue with that mishnah. On the other hand, we find as the Rambam paskind, that the Rambam gives a ruling as hatoyva tzfuna l'tzadikim hichaya elam abba, the good which is set aside for the tzadikim for doing mitzvahs in this world is the life in the world to come, v'yachayim she'im v'simoyim, and that's the life which has no death with it, in other words, no death following it. And the good which has no counterpoint of bad things, it's only good. And that's what the Torah means when it says so that it will be good for you and you will have long life. That means in the world where there is no bad and there is no death, that's what it means, you will be rewarded in the world to come. From tradition we learned Leman yitav lach le'olam shekul ha'tov. What it means in the Torah that so things will be good for you, it means in the world where everything is good. Barachta yomim, and you will have long life. Le'olam shekul ha'orach is in the world which is eternally long, meaning there is no death, the world to come. When we azok toich in the Perek la'achazen, as it says in the next chapter as well, this is all in the Hilchas Tshuva. The reward for the mitzvahs and the good that we will merit through the mitzvahs, if we keep the ways of Hashem, which are written in the Torah, this is the life in the world to come, as it says in the pasuk, so things will be good for you and you will have long life. He is quoting the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov, and he gives that as the final ruling in his sefer in Hilchas Tshuva. We have to understand. Why does the Rambam rule as Rabbi Yaakov and Nishvi de Oyim Gebrachte Stam Mishnah in Chulin and Peah? Why doesn't he go with the ruling of two mishnas in which have no disagreement in those mishnas? Stam Mishnah means that we give the ruling as that Mishnah, and the Rambam goes away from those two Mishnahs in Payan and Cholin, and he rules like Rabbi Yaakov, which argues with them. Why does he do that? Nochmer, even more, the Rambam is Mamshir, the Rambam continues there. Since we know that the reward for mitzvahs is the life in the world to come, what then is the meaning of what it says in many places in the Torah, throughout the Torah? Im tishmu yagil lechem kach. If you will listen to the words of Hashem, then this will come to you, reward. Im loy tishmu, and if you will not listen to the words of Hashem, yikra eschem kach v'kach, then these things will happen to you. In other words, negative events. And all of those things are detailing things which happen in this world. Kigain, for instance, Sayyid Avarov, having an abundance of food or being hungry, Milchama v'Shalom, war or peace, or Malchus v'Shiflus, that the Jewish people will be raised up and honored or degraded and lowered, v'Yeshiva Sa'aretz, and living comfortably in the land, v'Golus, or being exiled from the land, v'Atzlochas Maisa v'Efseide, being successful in your work or it going to waste, v'Shar Kol Divrei HaBris, and all the other things which are listed therein, the covenant that Hashem made with the Jewish people, depending on whether they will listen to the Torah or not. So those are all things in this world. So what does that mean? So he explains, Kol Oisim Advarim Emes Hayu V'yu, those things are true and they will be true, B'zman Shana Oisim kol mitzvah teri yagil in the teres elam azeh kulam. And if we do the mitzvahs, then all those good things will happen to us in this world. And if we violate the Torah, then tikra enoisanu harois aksubis, then the bad things that are written there will happen. And even though that's true, ein oisim atoibis heim seif matan schorim shal mitzvahs, those promised good things are not the reward that we get for the mitzvahs. V'loi oisim arois heim seif anakoma, and not those terrible things which are listed there, warning us that if we don't keep the mitzvahs, those things will happen. Those are not the ultimate punishments. Shenoikme ma'ever al mikol mitzvahs, that are the punishments that are given to somebody who violates the mitzvahs. Elakachu hechar advarim. But rather, what it means is this: Hakadosh Baruch Hu nosan lanu teira zu eitz chayim hi. The Torah gave us this Torah, which is the tree of life. V'chol ha'isa kol ha'kosubo, and anyone that does whatever is written there, v'yoydei deyigmura, and knows it, in other words, pursues knowledge of the Torah, studies Torah, gemura nechayna properly, zeicha bol chaylum abo, he will merit the world, the reward in the world to come. That's the reward for the mitzvahs. V'lefi goydel ma'asa v'rev chachmasi u'zeicha. And it's according to the great, how much good he does, and how much Torah he studies and acquires. According to that, will merit the reward in the world to come. V'iftichanu b'Torah, and the Torah assures us, she'im nasa oisa v'simcha b'tevis ha'nefesh, that if we do it with joy and gladness of heart, v'nene b'chachmasa tamid, and v'nege b'chachmasa tamid, and we pursue the wisdom of the Torah continuously, she'yosim emenu kol advarim amayinim oisanu milas oisa, that if a person is diligent and is committed to Torah and mitzvahs, then Hashem will remove anything which would get in the way, which would interfere with our properly carrying out Torah and mitzvahs. Like illness, or war, and hunger, or other bad things. And he will give us plenty of good things that strengthen us, to be able to carry out the Torah, like having enough food and peace, and enough money and silver and gold, so that we will not be preoccupied by having to do those things, go to a doctor to get healed, having a job that you have to work endless hours in order to support yourself. So that we will have enough time to be able to study Torah and to do the mitzvahs, in order to be able to merit the world to come. So to summarize what the Rambam says, he says that the promises that the Torah says that you will enjoy in this world are not the rewards for the mitzvahs. They are only that if a person pursues Torah mitzvahs, the Eibush will make it available to him, make it easy for you, so that you can study Torah and do mitzvahs, and not you're not preoccupied with other things which are interfering. That's what those things mean. But the rewards for the mitzvah, that comes in the world to come. So if so, hein vibald as medav belav hochilen as yal yudim in teira reden veg matan schar in olam hazeh. So it comes out that according to the Rambam, you have to at least accept anyway that what the Torah says, the reward for the Torah, which is written in the Torah, means in this world. Favozoler oi chazoynish lernen de avtocha v'lumay yitav loch v'rachta yomim. So then why does the Rambam not accept that what the Torah says, that if you honor your parents and you send away the mother from the chicks, that you will be have long life and good in this world? Why doesn't he accept that will also be in this world? The Torah doesn't say this world. It says you will have long life. So the Rambam says, no, that means in the future world. Why can't he accept that it'll be in this world? Most of what the Torah says about reward in the Torah, there won't be war, there will be peace, the Rambam accepts that it means in this world. So why in this case does he say no, it means in the world to come? The Marsha zokt, the Marsha says, V'leitik shalach mikol ha'yudim shebetayra. You shouldn't have a question from all those promises in the Torah, the Efshel HaFadr Shrag Ba'ilim HaZeh, that which have to be interpreted as meaning in this world. There's no other way to explain it other than that it means in this world. That if you will listen, then all these blessings and good will come. The Yeshu al Admasam, and that the Jews will be able to continue to live on, in Eretz Yisrael, in their own land. Upehepech, and the contrary to the Loisishmu, if they don't listen, Yavayu kol haklolos, all those curses which are listed in the Torah will come upon them. Va'avadetem en aretz, and they will be banished from the world, from the land of Israel. So what does that mean? The Yeshleima, because one could say that's the contradiction to what he said that it means in the world to come. So the Masha asks, but what about all the things that are written in the Torah? The Yeshleima, so he answers it this way. One could say that the Rabbi Yaakov, according to Rabbi Yaakov, the Moide the Schus Rabbim Maaseim Atayvim Mevi'im Lehem Kol HaBrachos V'Atayvus Shenizkeru B'Torah Gam Bo'Olam Hazeh. For the community as a whole, then he agrees that all of these good things will be come upon you even in this world. Everything that the Torah mentions, it'll happen in this world. Avol Rabbi Yaakov Le'omaken Ela B'Yochid. What Rabbi Yaakov was saying was that for the individual, you can't expect it to happen in this world. It's something which is you can expect in the world to come. So he makes a difference between the Rabbim, the community as a whole. The Jewish people will have a good life, but an individual is not necessarily is included in that. In Rambam, but in the Rambam, we don't find such a difference as the Mashal says. As Mizlom Machalik Zayn Sishin Rabbim and Yochid, that the Rambam makes a difference between the community or the individual. So therefore, we have to understand why does the Rambam not want to explain that Leman Yitavlov Arachta Yamim means in this world? Why does he have to go away from interpreting it in this world? We also have to understand. Favos bringt the Rambam den Pasuk Leman Yitavlov Arachta Yamim versteht by Shiluach Hakan. Why does he quote that Pasuk, the Pasuk that's written by sending away the mother? Und bringt nicht euch den Pasuk Leman Yerichin Yemach Leman Yitavlov. Why doesn't he quote the Pasuk from Kibud Avaim, where it says a similar thing, v'shteit friir in the Torah, because the pasuk of Kibud Avaim is written much earlier in the Torah. It's written all the way back in the Parsha Yisrei, and the one by Shiluach HaKan is written only in our Parsha. By Kibud Avaim, Nishvi de Braiser Rabbi Yaakov was bringt by the psukim, and the Rambam doesn't do as Rabbi Yaakov does in the Braisa, which is to quote both psukim. He only chooses to quote the pasuk of Parsha Kisetze in order to the one by Shiluach HaKan, and he skips over the one from Kibud Avaim. Why does he do that? Vetman das Vashtein behagdim de kash. So we'll understand this by first introducing another question. Favos darf Rabbi Yaakov bringen a raya aschar mitzvot b'hayal meleke. Sai ba mitzvahs Kibud Avaim, sai ba Shiluach HaKan. Why does Rabbi Yaakov have to prove, so to speak, that this, the fact that there is no reward for mitzvahs in this world applies both by Kibud Avaim and by Shiluach HaKan? Why doesn't he say it, bring out the point by one of them? And that's enough to teach us the general principle. Why does he have to make an issue of applying it both in both cases? And although it's true, and one could say that the reason that he does is because he actually saw that happen. And in that story, the person was actually fulfilling both these mitzvahs, both the Kibud Avaim and Shiluach HaKan. So therefore he says it by both, because that's just how it happened. Kemenoich in dem gufafreg, because you could ask about that itself. Favos is neutik zu madgesein in der Meise. Why was it so important to emphasize in that story, as the Sad Getrofim and Mekayim ben Bey the mitzvahs, that it happened when he fulfilled both of those mitzvahs? If he had told the story, somebody went up and he sent away the mother, and then fell down on his way down and he died. it would bring out the same point. It would be that in itself would bring out the point that there is no reward in this world. So, but Rabbi Yankim makes an issue of saying both things happen, and so why does he have to make that? Why do you have to bring both into the picture? Leidach Gisa, on the other hand, afil enoch deraya from Maisa Chazer b'kiyum from Beit HaMitzvos, even after his proof, where he saw an event happen, a story happen, in which both mitzvahs were fulfilled, and the person was rewarded. Kemet Frenge could still ask the question: for vanitas deraya aschar mitzvah b'hayal meleka. How does that story prove that there is no reward for fulfilling a mitzvah in this world? As kender zayin as the ben hot nishgahat ken kavana mekayim zayin the mitzvahs. It's possible that the person doing those mitzvahs, he didn't intend for them to be done as a mitzvah. He didn't have the kavana. And the ribbe is the bainish geben the schar, and therefore, because he wasn't doing it for the purpose of fulfilling a mitzvah, that's why he wasn't rewarded for the mitzvah. So the fact that he saw somebody, his father told him to go, and he went, and he sent away the mother, but it could be that he didn't even do it with the intention of doing a mitzvah. He did it, he just did it. And that's why it wasn't rewarded as a mitzvah. Even if you go according to those the poskim that say as mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana, that when you do a mitzvah you don't have to have the intent of doing the mitzvah, and it still counts as a mitzvah. So therefore there is no question he did the mitzvah. What's the difference what he thought? Is that the pirush b'zeh, even that according to that opinion, the meaning of that is as by kiyum mitzvahs b'shem zayin kein kavanah l'shem mitzvah, that when you're doing the mitzvah you don't have to intend for it to be a mitzvah. Oib aber ahat kavanah hafchis, but if a person does the act of a mitzvah and at the same time he thinks that he doesn't want to be doing it as a mitzvah, and as mechaven nish to mekayim zayin the mitzvah, he thinks and he intends that he does not want this to be as a fulfillment of a mitzvah, mitzayim pu'ula, through this act of whatever he's doing, is a demot nishyaitse the mechavas mitzvah. Then even they agree, even the ones that say that you don't have to have kavana, agree that he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah because he intended not to have to, not to do a mitzvah through this. Hein vibald, es ken doch sein, as benidin dan hod de ben gehata kavana hofchis. So therefore, it's possible that this son that climbed up in order to get the birds on behalf of his father was doing it with the intent not to fulfill a mitzvah, and that's why nishtemakayim's and mitzvahs kibbutz avim or mitzvah shaliuch hakan. He was doing it with the intention not to fulfill kibbutz avim. In other words, he went up there and he said, "I'm doing it because I want to do it, not because I want to honor my father, not because the Torah says I have to listen to my father." And the reason he sent the mother away was because maybe because he had rachmanus on the mother, not because the Torah says that you should do it. And he intended not to do it for the purpose of a mitzvah. Is dan is the batla raif and the maisa. So therefore, since we have no way of knowing what was going through his mind, so there's no proof from this story that that there is no reward for mitzvah in this world, because maybe he wasn't intended not to do a mitzvah, and that's why he wasn't rewarded. So those questions stand. Is the in the last mishnah from Masechta Chulin v'ed gezakt, in the last mishnah of Masechta Chulin, it reads as follows: Lo yitul adam eim al banim afil l'tayres ha-metzayra. A person is not allowed to take the mother on top of the chicks in the nest, even for the purpose of the cleansing process of a metzayra, which needs a couple of birds, and he wants to take the mother because he wants to have a bird with which to do taras metzayra. So that's a mitzvah. So you would think that he's doing a mitzvah. He doesn't have to do shiloh hakan. So he says, no, you're not allowed to take it even for that purpose. So you have to send away the mother. How do we know? Ma im mitzvah kalashiki is not. How do we know? From this we learn, or the Rebbe will ask what the connection between the beginning and the end is. But let's just continue. Ma im mitzvah kalashiki ki iser am the Torah l'man yitav lo varachta yamim. So if by a simple mitzvah, which you only stand to lose a small amount of money, the value of the mother bird, the Torah says that things will be good for you and you'll have a long life, how much more so for a more difficult mitzvah in the Torah, as we said before, is you do with the shaila. So the question is well known in regards to this. Was is the keshet zwischen de zwei Fallen in the Mishnah? What's the connection between the first part of the Mishnah and the second part of the Mishnah? So zayin doch zwei besondere Sachen. There are two separate issues going on here. Adin and Shiluach HaKan. First, he says a specific din within the laws of Shiluach HaKan that applies even to if you want to use the mother for a mitzvah. And then Ahidov and Gedol Schar Mitzvah. And then he goes on to speak about something completely unrelated, about the importance and the great reward for mitzvahs. So how do they follow from each other? Mekenish zogen as the Mishnah bring das nor kedetel saimed avat toiv. One might want to answer that the reason the Mishnah gives that ending, the second part of the Mishnah, is only because the Mishnah wants to end with a good thing. Unish midaverta letaris ha-metzayra doesn't want to conclude the mesechta chulin by the word metzayra in order to cleanse the metzayra, which is a negative thing. Why end with a negative thing? So he throws in a positive thing about the matan schorim shal mitzvahs, about the reward of mitzvahs. So you can say that. Why? Because if it was only because of that, dafas nitshtein dafki in the zelba mishnah, it wouldn't have to be in the same mishnah. These two things which are unrelated to each other, why are they put in the same mishnah? You could make another mishnah and do that as the end of Masechet Chulin. Unoch mitav vava meisiv. And the Mishnah writes it with a vav, which means and. The word vav, the letter vav, means and. So, as if this is a continuation to the previous halacha. And if a simple mitzvah. In other words, that it flows from the previous statement. What's the connection between the two statements? We also have to understand the Mishnah as men learn Kal V'Chomer from mitzvah Shiluach HaKan to Shara mitzvahs, according to the Mishnah that learns a Kal V'Chomer from Shiluach HaKan to the other mitzvahs, if such a simple mitzvah you get such reward, certainly the other ones. Favav state mefurish l'man yorich yomecha by kibud avim v'asis from the mitzvahs chamorish v'teirah. So then why is it that by the mitzvah of honoring your parents, which is one of the more difficult mitzvahs, it's a lifelong commitment to honor one's parents, and sometimes very difficult, takes a lot of effort. So there too it says L'man Yerichon Yomecha. So that's already a very difficult mitzvah. So why does the Torah have to tell you the reward by such a difficult mitzvah if you already know from Shiluach HaKan by even an easy mitzvah that's the reward? So how much more so by Kibud Aveim? So then why does the Torah have to spell it out by Kibud Aveim? We could say that the answer, the explanation of all this is the din la yitul adam emalabon afil letaris ametzayra lent of the gemara from the yitul halosh and shalach to shalach. This halacha that you're not allowed to take the mother even if you need it for a mitzvah, we learned the gemara says that. How do we know that? Because it says shalach to shalach, twice the word shalach. So if it would say one time shalach einli eladavar reshus, that would tell us that for something which is for your own need, for your own personal needs, that you have to send away the mother. Ledvar mitzvah minayin, how do we know that if you want the mother for a mitzvah, you still have to send it away? You're not permitted to keep the mother. Talmud lema to shalach mikol makom. So the Torah says again the word to shalach. In any case, even if it's for a mitzvah, no, you have to send the mother away. When the Gemara is mazver, das retzach she not lo al menasu le shaleach, the lav leke esahu de ike. The Gemara goes into a discussion about why is it that you're not allowed to take the mother, since it's a why do you need a pasuk? No, why do you need a pasuk to teach you that you're not allowed to take the mother even for a mitzvah, since taking the mother would have been violating a positive mitzvah and a negative mitzvah. It says shalach to shalach, send her away. That's a positive mitzvah. Loi sika cha'em alabanim, do not take the mother upon the chicks. That is a negative mitzvah. You would be violating both of those for the sake of being fulfilling only a positive mitzvah, which is taras ha-mitzayra, the cleansing of the mitzayra. So how could a simple positive mitzvah override a positive and a negative mitzvah? So the Gemara explains that it's talking in the case where when he took the mother, he took it with the intent of sending her away. He picked up the nest, and he's going to send the mother away, so now he's holding the nest. So now it's only a question of, should he go ahead and send the mother away, which is a positive mitzvah, or he has the positive mitzvah of cleansing the mitzvah. So therefore it's just a positive mitzvah against a positive mitzvah. So for that you need the Torah to teach you that you have to send her away anyway. But there's no longer a negative mitzvah involved, because when he took the mother, he intended to send her away, so he didn't violate the negative mitzvah. To say it inside, Shenotla Almanas L'Shaleach, he took the mother for the purpose and with the intent of sending her away. The Lav Lekeh, so there is no longer the violation of a negative mitzvah, Esahu the Ike, but it's only a question of a positive mitzvah, so I would have thought that it should be cancelled out because of the positive mitzvah that he wants to do through Taras and Mitzvah. So the Pasuk says, no, you have to send her away. Salka Daitach, and the Gemara continues, Salka Daitach, Amin, I would have thought that Hoy over Omar Mar Godla Shalom, since we were told that peace between a husband and a wife is very great. Vahai Mitzayra Kivin the Kamad Lemitar Osubitar Shamita, and this Mitzayra that needs the cleansing. And as long as he doesn't have the cleansing process, he's not permitted to be with his wife in marital relations, so therefore, so it's violating this great peace between a husband and a wife. So Mao the time I would have thought, Kivin the Asub Tash Shamita Lesa Esadiday, since he's not permitted to be with his wife, so let the positive mitzvah which he needs, which is to bring cleansing to him, it should come along with Litcha Esad Shiloh HaKan, and it should supersede the mitzvah that you have to send away the mother from the birds. Kamashulan, so the Torah says, no, you have to send away the mother from the birds. Even though it's such a big, such an important thing at stake, the mitzvah is still to send away the mother. So therefore, Abachach me learned the sub from the Pasuk. So even though in the end, in the final analysis, how do we know that you have to send away the mother, even though there's such an important thing at stake as the peace between a husband and wife? We learn it from a pasuk. The pasuk states so. Is nishtok and hechach zu sagen, das ist von miut hamitzvos, but there's no need to force ourselves to say that this mitzvah of shiluach hakan is from the minority of mitzvahs, velchazen in achukum zeres hakazu, which are an incomprehensible mitzvah, which is simply a chayik. This is what the rule is, and we don't understand why, and that's what you have to do. Xeris akosav, nor as is da atam of them. But it's much more reasonable to say that even though it's something that comes from the pasuk, that we override the peace between the husband and wife and must send away the mother. So you could say that it's xeris akosav, even though logically you would say that you shouldn't have to send away the mother. The Torah insists that it should be so. But it's also possible, more likely to say, because there are so many more mitzvahs which are according to our understanding, very little of the mitzvahs are chukim, so therefore it's possible and more likely to say that this mitzvah is also something that we could understand. So point one that the Rebbe is making here is that the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is a mitzvah that we can understand. It's not just a gzeiras hakosav. The Mishnah zokt. The Mishnah also says, "Omer al kan tzipa yegiu rachamecha." If somebody says, "Let Hashem's compassion come upon us, just like He has compassion on the mother bird and the with the babies," Mishaskin, I say, we quiet him down. We don't allow him to say that. That is not something that we express that view, for a reason that he will soon explain. But the point that we're making right now is, von dem Gufe ist verstandig, from the fact that somebody would be led to say that Hashem's compassion should come to us just like it came to the mother. So from this we understand that the idea of Shiluach HaKan has a compassionate side to it. It's demanded by compassion, and it's a logical thing that you shouldn't do that to a mother. Nor matarnish zogen as in dem besteht der ganze un iketam for the mitzvah. The only thing that the Mishnah is saying is that even though it is because of compassion, but you can't say that that's the entire reason for the mitzvah. That would make it seem as if this is the reason for the mitzvah. And since we don't want to say that, wie die Gemara sagt, mit Pnesha Oysim, mit Oysim, Shal Gosh Baruch Hu, Rachman, Veinem, Alexeides, as the Gemara says, that because by stating that, it makes it as if the Torah speaks logically, only logically, and it's all about compassion. And the truth is that Hashem's mitzvahs transcend that completely. It's not necessarily for that reason. It could be some deeper reason that we're completely unaware of, and therefore we shouldn't express that the reason for a mitzvah is because of Hashem's compassion, which, as we know, could also lead to somebody to say that, well, in this case, it's not compassionate, so therefore we should not do it. So we don't want to make that the reason for the mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. But at the same time, we understand that it has an underlying principle of compassion and seichel. As we find in many svarim, kama taimim from Shulach HaKan, a number of different reasons which are explained in regards to Shulach HaKan, what the reason behind it is. They are connected to a feeling of compassion. So we see that there are great tzaddikim, the authors of those svarim, wrote reasons for it. And the reasons were, basically, the principle is rachman. So therefore, it is a matter, there is a matter of rachmim connected to it. Vibald as lataris and mitzvah zeicha mitzvah vasvabunim mit rachmim. And since the cleansing process of the mitzvah is also very much connected with having rachmanus on this person and finally getting him out of his not being able to go home and so on, and it's all a terrible situation he's in, and we need to get him out of that situation. And the compassion is for this Adam, for this person, as we said, Godel Shom Shben Ishli Ishtay, great is the peace between the harmony between man and woman, a man and his wife. Sharei Amra Torah Shmei Shalosh Baruch Shenichta B'Kedusha, may we know that it's so important because the Torah says that the holy name of Hashem, which is written in great holiness, Yimocha Alamayim, can be scraped, erased into the water. In the case of a Saita, in order to bring a Saita back to her husband, that she shouldn't remain in the state of we don't know what happened. Once she drinks that water, she's allowed to be with her husband again. And then that water is comprised of taking a Megillah, which you write Hashem's name on also, and you erase it into the water. So Hashem allows His holy name to be erased into the water, although normally that is considered a great sin, just for the sake of being able to bring this woman back to her husband. So we see how important it is. V'hai mitzayra, and here is a mitzayra, also b'tav shamita, he's not allowed to be with his wife. So therefore, that we do it out of compassion for him. How important is it to bring the cleansing to the mitzayra? V'shaz, dibei the mitzvahs kumen tzuzamen. So now when these two mitzvahs are conflicting with each other, which two mitzvahs? The mitzvah of Shiluch HaKan and the mitzvah of the mitzayra. Is the chalpidin rachmanas ala adam, what's the conflict? In order to bring the mitzayra back to his wife, you need this bird. In order to have compassion on the mother bird, you have to send the bird away. So you have a conflict. Whose compassion is more important? Compassion on this guy, the mitzayra, or compassion on this bird? So when you have a rachmanis on a person versus rachmanis on an animal, certainly that the rachmanis on the person would come first. We can learn this as a kal v'chaymer from the laws of tzar b'lechaim. As b'shas is da teyelus la'odam, as the Alter Rebbe says, that if there is a purpose for a person, is ein cheshim l'tzarim, if you have to do something to an animal and this will benefit a person, like for instance the simple thing, you shecht an animal in order for a person to be able to eat. So the pain to the animal is set aside in order to benefit a human being. That's the halacha. And he says, needless to say, that when it comes to the honor of a person, and so that you don't concern yourself with the pain that might come to an animal as a result of it, Like if the person is a sage or an elderly person, and there's an animal that is loaded down with a heavy load, and you need to help the animal in order to lighten the load. So for a sage to come along and do it, it's not respectable for a person like that to do it, or an elderly person, for him to have to unload a donkey. So therefore, he doesn't have to do it. That's the halacha, that we don't concern ourselves with tzar balechayim when it comes to the honor of a person. So we see that when it comes, there's a conflict between an animal and a person in regards to the who should we consider, whose needs should we consider first. Certainly, it's the person's needs that are considered first. Especially that in this case, when the mitzvah, when you take the bird, the mother bird, for the mitzvah, what do you do with the bird? One of the birds is sent off back into the wild. So what you're doing, ultimately, you do the shiluach hakan. You do send the mother off. So eventually, you're going to do it as well. So for sure, when there is a conflict between the mitzvah and the bird, it should be the mitzvah that takes precedence. And therefore, you shouldn't send away the mother. You should take it to use it for the mitzvah. So in other words, logically, we would have said that you shouldn't send away the mother in this case. Thus, learning up from pasuk, and that's what the pasuk teaches us, as that no, you can't take the mother and then eventually send her away. You have to immediately send her away. On the tam yeshleimer al derech vid the Gemara zokt, and the reason for this, we might say, similar to what the Gemara says, lagav the mitzvah ozev tazev imay, in regards to the mitzvah that you have to help. If you see somebody with his animal that is overloaded and the animal is faltering from the heavy load, you should help him unload. Then there is a separate mitzvah that if you see a person that the load fell off and needs to be put back onto the animal, so there's a mitzvah to help him reload the animal properly. These are two mitzvahs. Which comes first? If there are two people, one whose animal is overloaded and faltering under the heavy load, the other one needs to be helped to load up the animal properly. Which comes first? Certainly, unloading the animal, because there the animal is suffering right now, so you have to unload the animal immediately, and then you can go help the other guy reload his animal. However, I have lifreig v'sayna litain. What happens if a guy comes upon his friend who needs help to unload his animal, and his enemy who needs help to reload his animal? Who comes first then? So the Gemara says, mitzvah b'sayna. It's a mitzvah to start with your enemy and help him load up his animal, and then you go help your friend unload his animal. Why is that? It seems illogical to do it that way. The reason is because that's an exercise in subduing your Yetzirah. The Yetzirah naturally wants you to ignore your enemy and help your friend. So the Torah says, no, first help your enemy and then help your friend, even though through this the animal is going to suffer for a while. In a similar way, we can say in this case too, so according to those opinions that say that when we're talking about an enemy, there could be two types of enemy. There could be, it's your personal enemy. He once hurt you. He did something to you. But there's no right for you to hate him. But what about if the enemy that we're talking about is a person that the Torah says you should hate him because he doesn't keep Torah mitzvahs, or he goes against Torah mitzvahs, or whatever the reason is, that there's a mitzvah to hate him. Even then you are required to help him first. So in other words, even if the Torah justifies not help or hating him, even then you have to help him first. So according to this, Benidin Didan, how does that relate to our case? Kidei lokofis yitzre, in order to be able to subdue your Yetzirah. Das heißt, sein midas harachamim. We could apply the same thing. Because you are naturally inclined to have more concern for the mitzvah because he's a human being, and therefore you would go for not sending away the bird. So in order to lakuf yitzrei, in order to subdue your yetzahara, which you're naturally inclined to help the person rather than the animal, the Torah says, no, I need you to help the animal first, even though naturally you're more inclined to help the human being. And what the Rebbe means by the parentheses, especially according to the ones that say it's a mitzvah, that it's talking about a case where it's a mitzvah to hate the person. In other words, that the Torah also demands that a person should take precedence over a bird. That's a Torah principle. Just like over there, the Torah also demands you should hate that person. And still the Torah says you should help that person that I told you to hate. Help him anyway. So here too, the Torah says, even though I told you that when there is a conflict between a person and an animal, then you should take the human should take precedence, you should have more compassion on the human, I'm telling you here, it's important that you should help the bird in order to subdue your natural inclination. Even when I told you that it's correct to do this, it means to put the person before the bird. In any case, lakapanim from them is from them mochach. So from this, it's clear. Ashiluach hakanas amitzvos oichta seichu beregish adam zayin emachayet. That es machayev. So that from here we see that shiluach hakanas is the kind of mitzvah which the feelings of a person. It does involve the feeling of a person. The whole thing is based on how do you feel about it, and not how do you feel about it, but it comes with a feeling of compassion on the bird. Lefize is moving the kavachaymer, so therefore we can understand what the kavachaymer is. Umay mitzvah kalashiki iser. If we're talking about a simple mitzvah or a mitzvah which is as easy and it only has the value of an iser, that could also be a mushel for something. The mitzvah kalabashteit nishnar in dem was the menias harevach is ki iser, because what he means over here is not just that it only costs a few pennies and what's the big deal. It means more. The fratz in the mitzvahs kosten noch weniger, or the kosten garnish, especially that it wouldn't be a proper kalvachemim because there are certain mitzvahs which cost even less. If you give one penny to tzedakah, you did a mitzvah. There are mitzvahs which are completely free. So why would this be the easiest mitzvah possible? So it means something more than that. Nor euch mitzadem vaseichel la'odem is messiah in them. What he means also is, this is a mitzvah not just that it's cheap to do. It's also easy to do because it's so logical and your heart says that this is the right thing to do. You're compelled to do it by your own feeling. And that's what he means by this. So if by such a mitzvah, which your own inclination is to do it anyway, Amra Torah l'man yitav l'avarach t'yam, and the Torah says that if you do it, then things will be good and you will have a long life. Kal v'chaim ha-mitzvah chamor shabbatayra, how much more so by other mitzvahs which are not as easy to do. Befrat, diyin v'lechas is nishtok kain tam sichli, especially those mitzvahs, which rationally there's no way to explain this mitzvah. V'regesh adam, and there's no particular feeling for that mitzvah because you don't understand what the point is. Vazel heisim and makayims and the mitzvahs that would compel you to do the mitzvah is avada as men git fazei dem scharf and yitav lo varach tayam. So then for sure there will be a reward for it because it's not as easy to do, it's difficult to do, it's incomprehensible, you don't have any feeling for it. And that's the meaning of this kal v'chaymer, that it's shiluach hakan is something connected to your own feeling and it makes sense and is logical and there is a feeling for it. Le'idach, but on the other hand, from maskanas hadin, from the conclusion, what is the bottom line on this halacha? Lo yitin l'talus ha-metzeda, that you're not allowed to take the mother in order to bring cleansing to the metzeda. From this we learn, we see, as mitzvah shiluach hakan is nishal derech via mitzvah shemenam l'chaveri, that in the end, shiluach hakan cannot be compared or is not similar to the idea of you do something nice for someone else, because in the end we say that you go counter logical on this. The parentheses narashtot teivas chaveri is da teivas ha'aim. Of course, over here we're not talking about ben adam lechaveri. It's not your somebody similar to you. We're talking about the mother bird, so it's not chaveri, but it's doing something nice for something else. Therefore, it's not to be literally compared to a mitzvah shebenadam l'chaveiro. We're talking about an animal in the end. Dvarim by a mitzvah shebenadam l'chaveiro is nishnegeya the kavana, not the ma'isa b'peil. But why isn't this similar in the end? Why isn't this similar to benadam l'chaveiro? Because by a mitzvah shebenadam l'chaveiro, it's not so important what your intent is. Why are you doing it for them? Now, the ma'isa b'peil, what's important is what did you actually do for them? What's most important is the favor that the person got from you. Therefore, if you want to compare it to a mitzvah shebenadam l'chaveiro, what you're doing for someone else, because if this is to be compared to a mitzvah shebenadam l'chaveiro, so then if you have the conflict between the mother bird needs you, the metzora needs you, what would be the ultimate end of the story? The end halacha would have been that you should go with the metzora. It would be the relationship between you and the mitzvah that would have to take precedent. Because bringing harmony between a husband and a wife is of course greater than taking care of a bird. So therefore, in a mitzvah which has been al-chaveira, the end result is all that matters, is really mostly what matters. So therefore, in this case, it should have been that the mitzvah should matter more. But the Torah says, no, you should send the mother away. So we see that it's not about what matters. It's not about bein adam l'chaveira. There's something else going on here. Al pizes move on. So now, based on this, we can understand as mid the smichus from the kavachemer umay mitzvah kala amritel ma'indelav arachta yamin. So then dim layitel letaher. So now we see that when the proximity between the kavachemer that the Gemara says if for an easy mitzvah like that, the Torah says you'll be such good things will happen to you. And then what is right there is that you're not allowed to take the mother bird in order to bring Tara to the Mitzvah. They're both put into the same Mishnah. Is the Mishnah Mevar, what he's trying to say is, as the Laman Yitav Lach V'Arachta Yomim, that this goodness that will happen to you, Vos V'Retz Do, is Nish Dezal B'Schar Vos Odom Eichel Pereseim B'Elam Azev Akeren Geim Zol Elam Abba Im Sech Tepeye. It's not talking about the reward that one gets for Gemilas Chasadim, which is mentioned in Masechta Peah, that you get some of the reward in this world too. You might have thought that the mitzvah of Shiluch HaKan is doing a favor, it's Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, it's doing a kindness. So therefore, it's as far as Gemilas Chasadim, doing a kindness, you oichel peraseim, you get some of the reward, like the interest from the reward, in this world as well. That's what this is about. So the Mishnah says, no, it's not related to that toiva. It's not related to that reward, because this is not about doing a favor. The mitzvah of Shiluch HaKan is not about bein adam l'chaveiro. And therefore, it's not to be seen as a gemilas chasadim, and that's not the kind of reward we're talking about. What then are we talking about? We'll get to in a minute. Vos das is dafke ba mitzvah benon l'chaveiro, just inside what we said now by heart, that when do we get peiraseim b'olam hazeh? That's by gemilas chasadim, meaning by mitzvah benon l'chaveiro. V'baldas chaveiro defuna toive b'olam hazeh. Since why would gemilas chasadim have a reward, a part of the reward already in this world? Because the mitzvah that you did, the help that you gave a person, they had benefit from it immediately in this world. Therefore, it's only right that the person that helped them should also get some reward in this world. But this is not what this is about. By shiluach hakana bevibald as in yonish ol hamitzvah is beikin nish de teiva durch de pe'ula. But by shiluach hakan, as we said before, the issue is not what is the end result, some who benefits from it. Because if it was about the benefit, who benefits from it, then the person, the mitzayra, should have gotten the benefit, not the bird. So we see that the mitzvah shiluach hakan is not about who gets the benefit. It's about the mitzvah itself. The Eibusha said, this is how you need to do the mitzvah. It's not about the result, which is usually what the story is Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, when it's doing a favor for someone. Here, we ignore the result, and we say, forget about the mitzvah and take care of the bird. In other words, that it's not about the result, it's about doing the act of the mitzvah itself. V'fashtanik v'nem din l'yitl adam emel abanam afil tar mitzvah. As we understand from the fact that you're not allowed to take the mother, even if you need it for the mitzvah, is it a mitzvah shemin alum ha-makim. So therefore, this is a mitzvah which has nothing to do with bein alum ha-chaveirei, at least in the sense that the mother bird is called chaveirei. It's about a mitzvah between you and Hashem. Is the leman yitav lach v'arachtayom le'ilum haba. Therefore, we know now that you can't expect any reward in this world, because this was not about gemilas chasadim. This is strictly between you and Hashem. And in mitzvahs that are strictly between you and Hashem, you don't have to expect reward in this world. If this was gemilas chasadim, if it was about the mother bird, and what can we do for her, then you could expect the reward in this world. But since it's not about the mother bird, how do we know? Because whenever there's a conflict between a mother bird and a mitzvah, the mitzvah should get the reward, get the help. So therefore, since the Torah ultimately says, no, forget about the mitzvah and take care of the mother bird, that means that it's not about bein adam l'chaveri, it's about bein adam l'makim. And since it's bein adam l'makim, you have no expectation of reward in this world. The whole thing is going to be in the future world. And that's why they both belong in the same Mishnah. These two points lend the point of it's not in this world comes from the fact that you're not allowed to take it even for the Mitzvah. The Riber Hodak and Shaychas Nish, the Leman Yarichon Yamechal Leman Yitav Lavashtei Bakibed Aveim. And therefore, in regards to this point of understanding that we can't expect this reward in this world, there's no reason to bring in the pasuk by kibud av ha'eim. Hayyeis, why not? Hayyeis says kibud av ha'eim is the mitzvah shebein adam l'chaveirei, because kibud av ha'eim is a mitzvah which is between a person and another person. In which case you wouldn't have an expectation of reward in this world, because it's part of Gemilas Chasadim, or perhaps even if it's not Gemilas Chasadim, but all mitzvah shebein al v'chaveirei expect a reward in this world, at least pay the same in this world. But this pasuk, which is talking about kibud av ha'eim, is about bein adam l'chaveirei, and therefore there would be expectation. And that's why the Rambam, he asked earlier why the Rambam doesn't quote the pasuk of kibud av ha'eim. He skips the pasuk from earlier in Parsha Yisrael, and he quotes only the pasuk of Shiluach HaKam when he talks about the fact that you can't expect this kind of reward in this world. It means in the future world. The reason is because that mitzvah of kibud av ha'eim would lend itself to being rewarded in this world, and that's why the Rambam doesn't bring that pasuk. Zayit b'shayches lazeh is the Gemara mamshich. In connection with this, the Gemara continues. Tanya Rabbi Devei Rabbi Yanka Veimer, that they said in the yeshiva Rabbi Yanka Vuer bring the raya, as we said before. We quoted this whole thing before. So he brings a proof aschar mitzvah b'haya al maleka, that there's no reward for mitzvah in this world for nafal umeis, from the story of the son that fell and died. When he was going to get the birds, v'asa is geshen nishna b'kiyim mitzvah shiluach hakan, and that story happened not only when he was sending away the mother, nor oich b'kiyim mitzvah kibud av ha'eim, but also when he was busy fulfilling the mitzvah of honoring his parents. V'adar abedafke from kibud av ha'eim hayesis a mitzvah shmerom lachaveirei is the raya aschar mitzvah b'hayal meleka. So now he's learning it not from the fact, not only from the fact that it was Shiluach HaKan, but more so even from the fact that he was fulfilling mitzvahs kibud avim, because that's a better, which is a mitzvah shebanan l'chaveiro. From there is even a better raya that schar mitzvah b'hayom meleka, and that's why he insists on bringing both of those points. Going back to answer why the story over there brings out both points, both of Shiluach HaKan and of kibud avim. So this is the reason why. By mitzvah Shiluach HaKan, by the mitzvah of the sending away the mother v'bal, as dos is a mitzvah shvadam l'makim, since, as we concluded, this is a mitzvah which is between a man and Hashem. Un is ikay inyan for the etzim pa'ulas a mitzvah, so the main point of that mitzvah is not so much the result as the act of the mitzvah itself. As we said before, the difference between when you do something for someone, what's more important is what they get out of it, more than what you did. And on the other hand, the mitzvah of Ben Adam L'Kam Mokim, it's not about a result, it's about the act of the mitzvah. The Rebbe cannot kavana hafchiz the kavana nishtzum kainz on the mitzvah geirim zayin, as does only hasten kain mitzvahs kiyum a mitzvah. And because it's about the act of the mitzvah, when we talk about Ben Adam L'Mokim, between a person and Hashem, therefore, if you have an intent which goes against the mitzvah, that you're not doing it for the mitzvah, then it does neutralize your mitzvah. Whereas if it was only about a result, as I'll explain, then it wouldn't matter what your intent was. We'll soon see that. And therefore, if you were trying to prove that there is no reward for mitzvahs in this world, only from the story of Shiluach HaKan, there would be no proof at all, because since it's a mitzvah between a person and Hashem, and he may have had the intent that he has no interest in fulfilling the mitzvah. And since by Shiluach HaKan the mitzvah is all about the act of the mitzvah, and if he had a contrary intent, it would neutralize the mitzvah, so maybe he didn't do a mitzvah. Because you could have interpreted as maybe he had an contrary intent, and therefore he neutralized his mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. However, by kibud avim, when it comes to the mitzvah of kibud avim v'bal, that does a mitzvah and other chaveir, since that is a mitzvah in which you are meant to help another person, and that's what it's about. Was the bay is negeya beikid the teyelus apula, in which case what's most important is what is the result. Did the person get helped or not? As the ovzol bakum and the geizlois, the main thing would be the father wants the birds, I brought him the birds, that's what's important. What my intent was is not so important. Is in dem nishnege the kavan over there, it's not so important what your kavan is, what your intent is. Well, derech v'migifint in sifri b'parsha seinu, as we find in our own parsha in the sifri, b'negele mitzvah tztaka, when it comes to the mitzvah of tztaka, the sifri says, minayin, how do I know? If somebody dropped a coin, a sella, poor man came along and found it, and he went and he was able to buy food, so the pasuk considers it as if the person that lost it did the mitzvah. Talmud Leimer, so he learns, how do we know this from the pasuk? So from this you learn a kavah chaimah. If somebody that had no intention to do the mitzvah, he lost the coin, and yet the Torah considers it as if he did the mitzvah, certainly if somebody intended to do the mitzvah, for sure he gets the mitzvah. So in other words, we see. So he continues in Yiddish. Ven a mensch falirt a sella, when a person loses a sella, is nish nor vesas nish der baika in kavana. Not only does he have no intent of doing tztaka by losing it, mekaims a mitzvah tztaka, nor a hatzar vesam abet sella. In fact, when a person loses money, of course he's distressed. He regrets having lost the money. So in other words, not only does he not have the intent of doing the mitzvah, he even has a contrary feeling about being parted from his money in this way. Unafel became as a Mekayim mitzvah tzedakah, and even so, he still ends up being fulfilling the mitzvah tzedakah, even though he had a contrary feeling. He regretted losing the money, being separated from his money. Since the purpose, the intent of this mitzvah, what's behind the mitzvah of tzedakah, is the main thing is that the poor man got the money, he got the food. That's what's important. It doesn't matter that you regretted losing it. So, in a similar way, by this mitzvah of kibbutz avim v'baal, as the avid gevolt ham the gazelle, since the father wanted the birds, is nishne gave us the zuns kavanas da given abia bringt im the gazelle. So, it's not important what the son's intent was, as long as he brought in the birds. Now, Pisa is moving. So now we understand as dafke fun nofel meis by kiyum mitzvah avim, that it's only from the fact that he died after fulfilling the mitzvah of kibbutz av ha'eim is the ikir raya aschar mitzvah b'ayal malekeh. From there is the main proof that there is no reward for mitzvahs in this world. Hey Yesas does bleib da mitzvah filen mit hakavana hafchis kanal. Since we don't care what his intent was in regards to that mitzvah, even if his intent was that he regretted, he didn't want to do it, it still would have been a mitzvah. He ultimately, the father, got what he wanted from the son, and therefore he fulfilled the mitzvah. And yet he fell and died. So now we see, he did the mitzvah and he fell and died. There is no reward for mitzvahs in this world. But from the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, maybe he had an opposite kavana. And since it's just about him and Hashem, and it's not about doing something for someone else, so the main thing is the kavana, and since he may have had a kavana hafchis, it wouldn't have been a conclusive proof. And that's why they bring the proof from both of them together. It's not enough to bring only Shiluach HaKan. It would have to be from kibbutz av ha'eim as well, because that's where the main proof is for this point. From the Riber, muzmen zogen as nish nor ba mitzvah ben adam la makam nor eich ba mitzvah ben adam la chaveiru yizir adnuicho yimecha ba'ilam shekol kolei aruch. And therefore, we have to say that it's not only by mitzvahs between adam la makam that you can only expect reward in the world to come, but even by mitzvah ben adam la chaveiru, like by kibbutz av ha'eim, which is the proof of this, also then you can't expect reward in this world. It's all about yom shekolei aruch. What it means is, in the day after Tchiyas HaMeisim, that's when the reward will come. The proof is from kibbutz av ha'eim. Al pizeh yesh leimar, so based on this we could say, as the Rambam paskin vidi mishnah from masechta chulin on stam mishnah from masechta peyah. Therefore, we could say that the Rambam actually paskins like the Mishnah of Masechta Chulin and the Mishnah of Masechta Peah, as Norba Mitzvah Mesiyama is Steiner Be Mitzvah Shodan Lechaveirei is Adam Be'echel Peresein Be'elamazet, that it's only by specific types of mitzvahs, like Mitzvah Shvenom Lechaveirei, that's when a person also gets some reward in this world. But by the other mitzvahs, Laman Yitav Loch Le'olam Shkulei Toiva, Rachta Yamin Lo'olam Shkulei Aruch. But in regards to the other mitzvahs, it's only in the world to come. That's where you can expect the reward. And the Ribbit brengt nish the Rambam the pasuk Laman Yerichon Yamecha Laman Yitav Loch v'shteid by kibbutz av ha'eim. That's why the Rambam doesn't bring the mitzvah of the pasuk of kibbutz av ha'eim. For by mitzvah shemarad mechaveri halte oich the Rambam as peresayon be'olamazeh. Because by those mitzvahs, which are, as we said, the kibbutz av ha'eim, which is a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveirei, he agrees with the Mishnah in Peah, that over there you do get peiraseim, at least some reward for the mitzvahs in this world. That's why he only brings the pasuk about Shiluach HaKan. Und das nicht konstituiert zu dem, was sagt, dass man scharren schon mit sich, weil teilweise nicht gelöst im Schamar und der Hashem, a kozu beteure, ich heil im Abba. And this doesn't in any way contradict what his ultimate point is, that the reward for mitzvahs is in chayil im Abba. Weil der Etz und der Iker as scharren is loyil im Abba, because the main reward is of course loyil im Abba. A keren kem is loyil im Abba, as the Mishnah also says, that the principle of the reward remains for Olam Haba. Obameil is Masim Moichel Das Rambam Mishnah Loshon Schar Mitzvah Bayal Malekah. And therefore, even according to the Rambam and the Mishnah of Peah, where it says that there is some reward for the world, in this world, you can still say that there is no reward in this world, because it means the essence of the reward, the real, the keren, the principle of the reward. The machlokes is not ben gei perusayim. The only disagreement is, what about some of the interest of the reward? Which is the outgrowth, so to speak, from the principle of the reward. These are the outgrowth of the principle of the reward. That which the Pasuk says, the good that will come, which is really talking about in the future, in the world to come, but there is also peiros in this world. According to the Mishnah and the Rambam, the Mishnah in Peah and the Rambam, that this is also by mitzvah shebein adam l'chaveira, there is also peiros that to be had in this world. By those things which the Mishnah lists over there. And as we see this also in the opinion of the Alter Rebbe, in the words of Chassidus, the Zeh Sha'omer Razal Schar Mitzvah Bahayam Eleka, and that which our sages tell us that there is the reward for the mitzvahs is not to be found in this world, because in this physical world, which is a limited world, the Efsheli Slabe Shuma Orem Eirin Sabaruchu, it's not possible for the light of the infinite light of Hashem to be integrated into it. B'maisa mitzvah gemach sh'adam eichel peresel mazeh yesh nekovim al rechmashul b'vusha elyon. So he says that there is, so to speak, holes or gaps in the levush, so that some of the oir can penetrate. That's the peresayim, is the sum of the oir that penetrates through the levush. To be able to illuminate and irradiate and to bring a flow of light, the shefa mechesed reyimina, and a flow from chesed, which is called the right arm, so that even in this world, in this physical world, there can also be a somewhat of hashpa from that oir, even though the main thing is impossible for it to be able to come into this world because of its infinite nature. But a little bit can get through the filter through the gaps in the levush, and therefore peiroseim can be had in this world. On the das Rabbi Yankib, but according to Rabbi Yankib, is oich by di mitzvahs nishtokan peiroseim v'lamazeh. He holds that even by mitzvahs which are ben adam l'chaveira, even there is no peiros l'lamazeh. So therefore, that's what the Rambam goes with the Mishnah. He doesn't disagree with the Mishnah. He disagrees with Rabbi Yankib about, he agrees with Rabbi Yankib about the other mitzvahs, but everybody agrees about those other mitzvahs, that the schar b'hai al meleka, but the mitzvah shebein adam l'chaveiroi, there could be peiroseim according to the Rambam, and it doesn't disagree with what he said, as we just explained. But according to Rabbi Yaakov, he says even mitzvah shebein adam l'chaveiroi, there is no peiros in olam hazeh. Thus, al sretzer wegen schar mitzvahs, that is all talking about the reward for the mitzvahs. Ascharin yin stativus kum fardiki ima mitzvahs, that's what the reward which is earned for having fulfilled the mitzvahs. Aber die Yehudim shebet Teire v'chazayne b'ilam hazeh, but those prophecies which the Teire says will happen in this world, zayne nisht an inyan v'schar tzadi, they're not something which is a result of the mitzvah, and therefore a reward for the mitzvah. They are what's needed in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. Similar to what we say, that when somebody acquires a slave, as Olam Badina, that he should serve, that this servant should serve him, darf der Odin geben dem Eved alle seine Starchusen. So the master has to provide the worker, the servant with everything that he needs in order to be able to kedeyaz or kenen oisfin the arbit. In order for the servant to be able to do his work, he has to provide him with certain basic needs. The servant has to be able to do the work that he has to do. So the master has to give him whatever it is that he needs in order to carry out his work. So in a similar way, if the servant wants to do more, dinen amodin noch besser, to do even more for the master, not just the basics, he wants to do a better job. Is the od noich meiser, so that the master would also add, because if he's going to do more, he needs to have more to be able to do more. Git him noch, he gives him more and more. The better the job he does, the more he gives him. That's not a reward for what he's doing. That is just giving him the means to be able to carry out the work that he's doing. As lo kenen oisfin de sofin zanabri, should be able to add, to do that which he wants to add, increase in his work. Und das als ist nicht kein Schar, and all that is not considered a reward. Zlib und achrei von sein Arbeit, this is not the reward which comes after he did his work. The reward is a separate thing from the work. Noris is a meise v'hechshev, hechshev v'achonu kedem l'avidase. That is sort of preparing and laying the groundwork for him to be able to carry out his work. So also by Yidden, Vibald, as a Gosh Baruch Hu Nosson Lonu Teira Zu, Eitz Chaim, he sins, Hashem gave us the Teira, which is the Tree of Life. Is B'meile, Iftechinu, B'Teira, therefore, he promised us in the Teira, Sh'im Nasa, Eitz B'Simcha, B'Teira, Nefesh, that if we do it with joy and gladness of heart, V'Nege, B'Chachmasa, Tomit, and that we will diligently study the wisdom, that if we do that, then he will remove anything that would interfere and get in the way of doing that, like illness or war or hunger, and he will do for us all the good things that we need in order to be able to do it, and then we'll be able to sit there and we will be free from other distractions, and we'll be able to sit and learn Torah, and we'll be able to do the mitzvahs. All that is a lehepa, the same as the opposite, that if a person doesn't do, then there is no reason to provide them with the things that they knew for the Torah and mitzvahs. In other words, what he's saying is, nishkin zeitige zach. It's not a side thing. Like to say, reward is a side thing. After one completes the work, then there is reward which comes as a result of it, or for it. This is things which you need in order to be able to carry out the work. Not a hechrech. This is something which is essential, because we were commanded to do the Torah mitzvah. So if Hashem wants us to do that, he's going to have to give us the tools in order to be able to do that. And he has to give us the space in which to do it, and he has to give us the frame of mind in which to be able to do it well, and so on. And thus is doch b'shava by ala mitzvahs, kizil basa taima. And this is something which is equal to all mitzvahs. It doesn't matter which mitzvah, if it's benadon l'chaveira, benadon l'makim, it doesn't matter which mitzvah. For all mitzvahs, you need to have the tools that you need to do it. Kizil basa taima means go with the reasoning. What's the difference which mitzvah you're doing for that? That you need the tools for every mitzvah. When in Demba state, and that is also the difference in the actual type of reward, or the actual giving, receiving of the good, that is the difference between the reward for mitzvahs and the assurances that we will have what we need in this world. The Yehudim Gashmim, the promises of Hashem giving us the tools and the means to be able to do the mitzvahs itself, and the mekayim zayin Torah mitzvah zayin, and those things which help a yid to be able to fulfill the mitzvahs, they are, as the Rambam says, kigayin soiva v'shalom amalchus, like the to have enough food and peace and grandeur and so on. B'yeshivas Haaretz, a living in our land and tranquility, v'atzlachas ma'isa, and success in all of your activities. Haynu yonam ha'machrochem, which means the things which you need in order to be able to carry out the Torah and mitzvahs, and or the conversely, the opposite, if one doesn't. Those are the things which strengthen us and give us the means to be able to do the Torah. So those Yehudim, those are there in order to provide you with whatever it is you need. So whatever it is you need, in accordance with how much you do, that's how much you receive. But the reward for the mitzvah, that is infinite. It's not in accordance with how much you did. That which Hashem rewards you for the mitzvahs that you did, that is much more than the essentials that you need. That is a reward which is infinite, and it's not in accordance with how much you need in order to be able to do the mitzvah. So that's the difference in the pile. The schar, which is infinite, that can't come in this world. That is something that has to come in the future. The things which you need in order to help you do the mitzvahs, that is something which fits into the framework of this physical world, and it's limited, and it comes in accordance with what you need. Based on this, we also can understand as the mice and nafel and mace. Thus, Rabbi Yankov had gesehen that the story that the son fell and died, which Rabbi Yaakov saw, is nishken stira to the yudim gashmi shabbatayra, is not in any way an interference to what the Torah says, that Hashem will give you what you need in order to perform a mitzvah. The yudim gashmi shabbatayra, those promises of what the Torah says, that you'll get what you need. Gitmina idn b'shasa lept unas liktei fem achiyev, to learn the Torah. That is when a yid is given those things, when he lives according to the Torah, and when he has the obligation to learn Torah, umekayim zayin mitzvahs. Vos dem oldaf im kaviyochol da'evish to geben the al yudim. So then Hashem, so to speak, must give him all these things. Kedei azol zayin panelun of the chachma, the last zayin mitzvahs, so that he will be free to be able to do study Torah and do mitzvahs. B'shas is endik tzecha b'der misper yamecha. But when a person's time on this world ends, when the time which Hashem has set aside for this person, that this is the time in which you have to carry out your Torah mitzvahs, is mitzadi yudim gashim nishtok en hechech, is a leben lenge. So therefore, there's no need anymore, since his time for doing Torah mitzvahs is over, so there's no need for Hashem to give anything more in this world, because your time for doing the Torah mitzvah is over. It's time to go, so to speak. There's no reason for him to have more life, longer life, because his time is over. And therefore, the fact that he died does not in any way undermine Hashem's promise that he'll give you what you need in order to carry out the Torah, because obviously that person's time had come to an end, and there was no need for him anymore for life or for blessing and so on, because his time for fulfilling Torah was over. Because the time for his service of Hashem was over. But from the fact that he fell and died, that is a proof that the reward, the ultimate reward, inyan study abaya de mitzvah, filu from Perusayim, is nishtabay lamazah. From there is proof, however, that the reward which Hashem's give, which has nothing to do with whether you have to continue doing Avodah, it is a reward which is much beyond what you need immediately, as he said. And according to Rabbi Yaakov, even the Perusayim, even the little bit of a reward is not to be had in this world. That is a proof from that story. Because why did he die? If Hashem says that I'll give you long life, not a long life in order to be able to carry out mitzvah, but long life as a reward. So if he did such mitzvahs, why didn't he get the long life? That's the proof that there is no long life in this world. The schar, the reward, and according to Rabbi Yankov, even the payrus are not to be had in this world. That can be brought from that story. And therefore what you can learn from there is that there's no reward in this mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yaakov, by all mitzvahs, and Leitin Rambam, by the mitzvah on Lamakim, in regards to the Rambam, it only pertains to the mitzvah on Lamakim. But Shibben Adam L'Chaveira, you can expect to have Peiraseim even in this world. Yudalef. The Eshleimer al Darach HaRemez, and one can explain, at least in the from the Chelik of Torah, which is called Remez, the allusions, which, you know, codes and so on, from that perspective. The Mesech Techulin is in the Seder Kachim. Mesech Techulin, which means mundane, the laws of the mundane, non-sanctified. Where do we find it? It's in the order of Mishnah, which is called Kachim, the sanctified. And as we was mentioned a number of times, from them, that what is the lesson of this, that chulin is found in the Seder Kachim, as oich the chulin from Ayidin, that even the mundane stuff of Ayid, are still considered sanctified in comparison to the rest of the world. And how is this? How do we see this? Where do we actually see this and experience it? Is merum is in the scholars of Sefer Masechta that can be seen from the beginning of Masechta Cholin and the end of Masechta Cholin. The Masechta heitzacham mit hakel shechtin. What's the beginning of Masechta Cholin? That everyone is allowed to shecht. Everyone can shecht. Shechita is, of course, the Mishnah afterwards says except for, but the general is that it talks about shechita. In fact, in some places they refer to the Masechta not as Chulin alone, but Shchitas Chulin. That it's the name of the Masechta is called Shchitas Chulin as well. What is the idea of Shchita? Is the Gemara zot? As the Gemara says, "Ein v'shachat elu mashach." The shachat means to draw. From this, the Gemara learns that you're not allowed to push down when you shecht. You have to draw back and forth. So, but that is what the literal meaning is. But shochad alum mashach also means that it means to mashach means to draw up. Shchita means to draw. That you have to draw up the thing that you're shechting. Does gidim hezbeh bepnimis yonim of the head of shchita? This explains to us, at least from an inner perspective, how are we permitted to do shchita? Why not? Because you could ask the question, how is one permitted to shecht an animal, to kill an animal? It causes pain, at least a little bit of pain to the animal, which is prohibited. How are we allowed to shecht? According to some opinions, tzar b'lechaim is actually a Torah prohibition. So how are we allowed to shecht? Since shchita means to draw up, which means that you draw the animal from one domain into another domain, which means that you take the animal and you draw it up into a higher plane than it was until now. The ribbe megman does, therefore you're allowed to, because it's for the benefit of the animal itself. Their mashach b'shteit in them. What does the drawing mean? Was the behemah zaynim bedarges chai, the animal which is in the level of chai, an animal. Und durch the shchitas werden sie mochshutze werden da mabaser kipsar shel adam. And through shchita, what you do is you allow them to become a part of the flesh and blood of the human. Achelik van darges amadaber, which means that the animal which is now eaten by a human becomes a part of a human, so it rises up to the level of human, at least in some way it becomes a part of a human. So that's what the reason that we're allowed to shecht an animal, because we do it, we elevate the animal, we give it its ultimate purpose. Avodas alein is nor maspig, noch nicht maspig, that in itself is not enough, for shchita is nor by yidden, but shchita is only something that yidden do, is nit genug, was the chai vetach helik von amadaber lechlal. In other words, that it's not only that the benefit to the animal is not that it becomes a part of a human being, which could be a non-Jew too. Anyone, any guy that eats an animal brings it into the realm of human. But that's not enough. Shechita doesn't. When shechita is only by Yidden do shechita. So what is the quality that is accomplished through shechita? Nor is daver nachelik fun adam al shem adam al elyon. It has to become, in order for shechita to be meaningful, for the killing the animal to be meaningful, it has to become not just a part of a human. It has to become part of a human which is adam. Adam from the word Adama, I am similar to Le'elyon, to Hashem himself. So it has to become holy. The animal has to become a part of a human which is connected to Hashem. That's when there is a benefit. That's when Shechita works. Und das ist mevor b'seif ha-mesechta, and that's what is brought out at the end of the mesechta. Durch dem v'sa'idis mekayim mitzvahs u'metzat tzivei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when a Yid fulfills a mitzvah, and he does it because Hashem told him to do it, and his kaifes Yitzrei, he subdues his Yitzhahara, demel peiltedem b'shachat u'mashach oich b'Yitzrei v'nafshei b'hamis. Then he also accomplishes, and he shechts, and there, meaning to say, he draws up also his animal soul. As oich der chulin shabay, that means that even the mundane parts of him, the erech, Madregas Bnei Yisrael, within the context of a Yid, there is what's holy, and then there is what's mundane within a Jew. The Nefesh Bahamas is the mundane part, the Chulin part. So that part, Ved Mukhshur and Asali and Kaidish, even that part also becomes elevated and becomes sanctified. The Nefesh Bahamas is brought up and sanctified. Evet Nepach to Zayin Achelik for Nefesh Elikis, that the Nefesh Bahamas, the animal soul, is now transformed into becoming a part of the godly soul. Because the Far is Atem Kriyim Adam, and that's why it's called Adam. Al Shem Adam Al Elyon, because it's as a result of the godly soul that a Yid is called Adam, similar to Hashem. So we have to bring the animal soul into that level as well. And Dur Dem Vet and through this we transform also the mundaneness of the general world, the world in general, chai from Welt, the animal of the world, gets elevated into the holiness of the godly soul of Ayid. So in accordance with this is the what is written at the end of the Masechta. As the Tachlis Aliyah Drikza Chayisina Laman Yitav Lach Le'elim Shkulei that what in order that it will be good for you means in the world to come. That is when a Yid will become in a manifest way connected to Hashem. Until at that time, even the body and the animal soul will also be nourished from the godliness, because it'll be open and revealed and obvious and manifest that a Yid is connected to Hashem. That's when all of this will come, be realized to its ultimate perfection. That's what the pasuk is saying. Since all Yidden are tzaddikim, and Kol Yisrael Malei Mitzvahs, and all Yidden are filled with mitzvahs, and b'frat in Chodesh Elul, especially in the month of Elul, which is the Parsha Kiseitzi is always read in the in Elul, v'as yeder tut in the Avodah v'Chodesh Elul in Aladrei Kavim, that every Yid is involved in the Yavaida, which is expected in Elul, which is needed for Elul, is done not only in one way, but in the three different paths of Avaida. The Yeses Merumas in the Rosh Tevis from Elul, as we can actually see from the Rosh Tevis, the psukim which have the beginning of their words are spell out Elul, which are Ina liyode v'samti loch, which is a pasuk that is written about the cities of refuge, and the first letter is Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed Ar Elul. Vos beproti is chodsh bechol is geit esayv demzman von Elul bechlal. But in a general way, it's talking about Elul in a altogether. But in a more specific way, vos demult is demzman von tshuva. But more specifically, because Elul is the time of Tshuva, Geitas of Teira, Divrei Teira, Shem Keltin, which the words of Teira, they absorb, like just like the cities of refuge, they absorb you and they protect you, they envelop you and protect you. So also the words of Torah protect you, and that's why Inel Yodav Asamti Loch are referring to Torah. And so the Avodah of Elul through Torah. Then there is Elul Rosh Tevis Anil Doidiv Doidi Li. Then there is the Pasuk, I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me, which is Vastasa de Avodah von Tfilah. That is the Avodah of Tfilah, and so therefore we express our Avodah of Elul also in the Avodah of Tfilah. And then there's Elul and Rosh Tevis, Ish L'Reyehu Matanas Lev Yainim, which come from the Pasuk, which talk about giving gifts to the poor, and Mishloach Manas, which means the Kav of Gmilus Chasadim, of giving kindness, which is the third Kav. And over there too, Ish L'Reyehu, it spells out the word Elul. Is the Eivishta Mekayim, so through doing all these Avodah of Elul, is the Eivishta Mekayim, Hafta Chosei, Ungit Yedin Eden, Hashem fulfills his promise, and he gives Ebi Yid Noisif of the Aliyudim Agashmim, in addition to all those promises that he said that he will give you the means to be able to carry out the Torah, which are Seiva V'Sholim, which is having enough to eat, and peace, V'Ribe Kesev Azov, and a lot of gold and silver. Bechdeis his own zayin pnuyim lilmid b'chafasiv lasa mitzvah, so that they can be free to do to learn Torah and do mitzvah. So in addition to that, he will also give oich schar mitzvah. He will give also the reward for the mitzvah. Vasakeren kayemus olam haba, that the principle of the reward remains for the future. Aba oichel peresayim b'olam hazeh, but he will also give some of it, the peres in this world. Varum tzvishin the mitzvah is doch oich Talmud Torah and Milas Chasadim Vaseichel Perseim Be'olam Hazeh, because amongst the mitzvahs, and especially these of Elul, is also Talmud Torah, the study of Torah, and Gemilas Chasadim, which the mitzvah and Peyah says that for those mitzvahs we get the Perseim, we get some of the reward in this world as well, which is Arichas Yomim V'Shanim Tevis Kipshuto Be'olam Hazeh, that Hashem will give us long life, meaning not just the life which He originally set out for us, for which you couldn't expect the Yehudim Gashmim to extend that, but from the Schar, from the Peresayim, even long life and extended life, in the simple meaning, b'kshutu b'elam hazeh, when yeder id, when ali id, n'hab maksiv v'chsim ha-toyv, l'shon ha-toyv ha-mesukah, and every yid, and all yidin will have a good, be inscribed and signed for a good year, for a good and sweet year, betuva nir vanigla, and good which is seen and obvious, lamatam asar tfachim, down in our reality, in our own reality.